morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shunshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moililihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. Chris Kanazawa in memory of his father, Dr. Kanemi Kanazawa. Our speaker this morning is the Reverend Shinkai Murakami of Wailuku Honganji. Good morning, Reverend Murakami.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for joining me at today's Mo'ili'ili Honganji White Way Radio Broadcasting. This is my great honor and a privilege to share my understanding of the Buddha Dharma with you. Since COVID-19, I had some extra time, so I started reading books that had been on the shelves for years. Even if I had read some books before, my acceptance and understanding differ from that time, and I truly appreciate this wonderful opportunity. One of the books was written by my friend, who always smiled and shared his wonderful glance with many people. One evening, after bathing, he checked his weight, and he realized that he had lost a great numbers of the weight, the pounds. However, due to his busy schedule at his temple, he felt he might go to the doctor the next time. At one of the dinners, his favorite dishes were sashimi, Flanders nitsuke, and so on. However, he didn't have an appetite. His wife was worried about his condition and asked him to go for a checkup at the doctor's office. A few days later, he went to the clinic, took an x-ray, and had a blood test. Wow, today's science and technology are so advanced, and even if we had a blood test, they can find what types of the problems we have. About 1 week later, he went to the clinic for the result. The doctor told him that he had something showing in his stomach and kidney. So the doctor recommended that he should be admitted to the hospital for further examination. He had never thought that he would become ill. So if he was going to stay in the hospital, he had to make all arrangements with his son and wife. So he told the doctor that he would return to the hospital 1 week later. When he returned to the temple, he explained to his wife what was happening at the clinic, talked to his son, and contacted his neighbor temples to assist in the services. When he returned to the hospital, he immediately underwent several examinations. Then the hospital discovered that he had big tumors in his stomach and kidney. It was a stage 3 cancer. When he heard that he had tumors, it was hard for him to accept. However, with the doctor's good diagnosis, he should remove all tumors from his stomach and kidney. With his agreement, he had an operation, and doctor removed all his tumors in both his stomach and kidney. The doctor removed half of his stomach and all tumors in his kidney. He stayed in the hospital for a little over a month and recovered well. However, he felt that his condition was not like before, so he discussed with his temple president and decided to step down from the position of chief minister and let his son to take over role of chief minister of the temple. Since he turned the chief minister's post to his son, he had more time, so he decided to start writing books. Within 2 years, he published several books, and one of the books expressed as follows. Since I became ill, I truly realized that I must have a mind of gratitude. When I removed my cancer portions from my stomach and kidney, my health condition and feeling didn't recover like before. Sashimi and nizakana were not my favorite food like before. However, I am alive. I decided that I am expressing my sincere gratitude for everything. So, the following day, he started expressing gratitude for everything. In the morning, when he wore the slacks, he said, "Thank you for staying with me all day." When he was wearing the shirt, he said, "Thank you." When he completed his toilet business, he said, "Thank you." At first, if someone saw what he was doing, he felt embarrassed about what he was doing. However, he truly appreciated everything around him. And the word of Namandabs, Namandabs, floated from his mouth. "I am alive. I am receiving all the support from everything. I will live my life with strength and serenity. Namandabs, Namandabs, Namandabs." When we face difficulties, we often realize many important things, reminding us that everything around us is precious. I think the same as Amida Buddha's warm and wonderful wisdom and compassion that surrounds us and enables us to see things as they are, or we accept them. Once we become sick, we cannot run away from the illness, and we must have the proper treatment. Even if you do a prayer, it doesn't make any sense. We must have a proper treatment. We will have doubts, anxiety, and suffering. However, once we accept it as it is, we also become aware that Amida Buddha is suffering with every one of us. So, once we realize this, great courage from the mind will come from our heart. At the same time, we recognize that we are embracing by the Amida Buddha and receiving this precious life and feel truly appreciated. In the preface of the Kyogyo Shinsho, Saint Shinran expressed his life as follows. "The universal vow, difficult to fathom, is indeed a great vessel bearing us across the ocean, difficult to cross." He wanted all of us to realize that we all could cross this difficult ocean with the great wisdom and compassion of Amida Buddha. It is truly Amida Buddha who will save all sentient beings, and we all are able to be reborn into the land of Buddha. Amida Buddha sends us his name, Namo Amida Butsu, to all, and he will always stay with us in this stormy path called life. We all learned this profound guidance from our dedicated Nembutsu followers. The Nembutsu is Amida Buddha's calling voice, he always stays with us and guides us on the path of the truth. May we all express our sincere gratitude and appreciation towards others and live our life with Amida's great blessing through the life of the Nembutsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu is wonderful guidance for every one of us and encouraging our lives and for us to see the reality of our lives as it is. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Murakami, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org. I have an announcement. Tomorrow, Sunday, October 16, the speaker at our 9 a.m. service will be the Reverend Alan Urasaki, retired chaplain of the Federal Detention Center. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. Chris Kanazawa, and our speaker, the Reverend Shinkai Murakami. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Mrs. Debbie Kubota, Chair of the Honpohonganji Mission of Hawaii Commission on Buddhist Education. Namo Amida Butsu.